When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Doug Myers this morning from Associated Bank, our thought leader this morning. Doug, good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
I want to begin first by reminding folks what you do at Associated Bank.
I manage our wealth division at Associated Bank here in Chicago, and that includes private banking, trust and estates, investment management, our 401k platform, and retail brokerage. So we have a full service offering for all phases of individuals throughout their life cycle.
Doug, I bet you are watching very closely what's happening with interest rates in the last days and weeks. Mm-hmm. What impact are they having on cash management, savings, and even planning for retirement?
Well, it's a challenge right now. And as we listen to Fed Chairman Jeremy Powell and the Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen, it's interesting to see where interest rates are going. I think they're going to be near zero for the certainly for the next year. I think they're watching inflation and they want to keep these interest rates at near zero until they see about 2% inflation, which may or may not come around short term. But I think in the long term, they're expecting no inflation or low inflation if it gets up to 2% recently. But to get back to your original question, there's really nowhere to park excess cash right now. Money market accounts, as you know, in the banks are averaging between 1 and 5 basis points, which is pretty difficult to earn any money when you're making, you know, 0.01% of interest. Many registered investment advisors are placing clients in alternative choices to make up this interest rate deficiency. One of the strategies is called a barbell strategy of cash plus longer dated higher risk assets, and that strategy can increase yields a little bit. And also investors have been seeking yields from dividends on the S&P 500 and gaining a 2% yield with plenty of liquidity and a built-in inflation hedge is with this strategy. So not a lot you can do, but there are a couple things you can do to increase it a little bit.
Yeah, that's not really a long-term strategy, though, is it? That's not something you want to see last for very long.
It's not. And like I said, you know, for the next year, certainly, I think interest rates are going to stay at zero. And you had mentioned earlier, you know, interest rates for retirement. And I've outlined three main risks of retirement income for your retirement planning. If you're getting to be 60 or 65 and you're contemplating retirement, I want to outline three risks of retirement income. The first one is the sequence of return risk. And what this means is the challenge with relying on personal savings, if the market dips as you're retiring, then sequence of return risk could have a negative impact on returns and income. And one thought around this is the concept of the rule of 100. And what this means is you take your age, subtract it from 100, and that gives you the percent of assets you want to hold in the market as risk assets. And for example, if you're 65 years old, subtract that from 100 is 35. And that concept is 35% of your assets should be in risky assets in the market. The other 65% in less risk assets to help you stabilize your income for the retirement. The second category is a market risk. And an investment can have only two out of the three characteristics in this: growth, safety, and or liquidity. An example of this is money in the stock market has a potential for growth and it's liquid, but there's no guarantee of safety. So when investing in the market, you can have a conservative, a moderate, or an aggressive portfolio. And for safety, obviously, you're giving up growth potential, but you have liquidity, which is in turn less risk. So it all interplays together. And the third category of this is longevity risk. And currently the life expectancy in the United States is 79 years of age. So you want to make sure your income in retirement will last as long as you do. Once again, going back to the lower interest rates and the risk categories. That is why developing an income plan also involves an investment plan to bring income and life expectancy together. And some of the strategies for income protection might include a fixed income, a fixed indexed annuity, or you could have an indexed universal life insurance, which takes an asset that can be turned into income for life. And then a third one would be structure some of your assets for future income and safety, and then other assets for growth and future income. So those are three concepts that might help you plan for income during your, you know, 30, 40, 50 years of retirement income.
Doug, most people who are near retirement remember the downturns of 2002 and 2008, and that, I think, has created a lot of gun-shy investors and savers. What is your advice to those people who still have that gun-shy attitude?
You know, you've got to be consistent, and we've talked about this a lot, be consistent in your objectives and your planning. If you stayed in the market through the downturns, you look at today, the market's at an all-time high. So if you are consistent and diligent in keeping your portfolio to your strategies back in 08, 07, 09, you're going to be still way ahead. The market's an all-time high right now. Now, there's a lot of risk built into the market, but at the same time, if you're well-diversified and you stick to your plan and don't panic and be consistent in that, you're going to be fine.
One of the things that I think a lot of people put a lot of attention on is their 401k. But what if you don't have that available? And, you know, what if you especially don't have, if you do have a 401k, what if you don't have a match? Are there alternate ways you can save for retirement that are just as comfortable?
You know, there are a couple of things you can do. Obviously, a match is advantageous, and a lot of companies match, but then some don't match. And a couple of strategies to look at if you happen to have a 401k that your company doesn't match, a fairly new investment alternative is an HSA account, a health savings account. And a health savings account has a triple tax benefit. Your contributions are tax-free, your investment growth is tax-free, and your distributions for medical expenses are tax-free as well. And if you're older than 65, you can actually treat this as a regular 401k or IRA. You can distribute monies for non-medical expenses, and this is taxed as ordinary income. So the HSA account continues to grow tax-free, and it acts like an IRA or a 401k without the match. You can also do a Roth or a traditional IRA in addition to your 401k. Now, there are some income limits, but in 2021, you can save $6,000 or $7,000 if you're over 50 in a traditional IRA. It's not tied to an employer, so you can shop around for different investment vehicles for the IRA. And it's available for single filers who are making less than $125,000 or married filers making less than $198,000. And then you've got a 401k you can do without a match because it still grows tax deferred. You get a tax break on the contributions without the match. So you might want to just consider putting the max in the 401k without the company match if they don't do it. And then the last is just do a taxable brokerage account. And this holds many investment options, both taxable and tax deferred options. And you can build this to be a tax efficient portfolio. And that way you're paying less taxes on the growth in the portfolio.
You know,
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you know, oftentimes, and you've even given us this advice before, you need to diversify. Spread it around. Can we have one of each of these things if we want, or are you limited to one or the other?
No, you can. You can have IRAs held outside of your company 401k plan. Now, most companies offer the HSA account, so you can also have HSA plans in addition to your 401k. You know, I think the maximum amount you can put in the HSA is $8,200 a year. And then your 401k, you can put in, I think it's up to $26,000 per year if you're over 50. So, you know, that's a lot of monies you can put in either HSA or 401ks to build for your retirement future.
Yeah, and the HSA is very helpful. I have one of them, and there are things besides, you know, if you think of healthcare costs, you think of, well, going to the doctor or paying for prescription medicines, but that HSA covers a lot of things that aren't necessarily medical in nature, right?
Absolutely. And once again, if you're over 65, you don't have to use it for medical expenses. You can, and the medical expenses are tax deferred or tax efficient, but you can use it for anything after 65.
This past year has been very challenging, Doug. I know when you talk with your clients, you probably do a lot of comforting and consoling, but also steady guidance. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, you do. And one of the things we like to do when we sit down with new clients is talk about a financial plan. And this is goal-based financial planning, which means, you know, you've got your goals. When do you want to retire? When are your kids going to go to college? What are your expenses coming up? Maybe you want to buy a retirement home. Maybe you want to buy, you know, something for your kids. And so it's just a matter of sitting down and having a game plan. You know, you don't go into a game without a game plan. And this is the same concept. You want to stick to it. You want to stick to your fundamentals and be consistent and very strategic in how you want to save for your retirement. And most of our clients like this aspect of financial planning. They like to sit down and have a discussion around this, and it gives them a roadmap to follow.
Yeah, it also helps to have a steady planner like yourself at the helm.
We like to think that, so that's what we do.
All right, Doug, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
You can call me directly at 312-544-4600, and we'd love to sit down and have a conversation around financial planning and retirement planning and investment planning.
All right, Doug, we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.